HKX and 4ZLK. ZLK Mobile.
KN4 TFW Mobile. Good evening, Shane.
KN4 TFW. There we go. Happy New Year. Haven't talked to you in a while, so I will say that. I hope you're doing well. N4ZLK.
Yep, Happy New Year to you guys, too. And yeah, it has been a while. And I just hadn't been hearing you on the radio in the morning. You must be on a different route or something.
Back to a day route, and I'm getting up about the time you guys are arriving at work. So, time I get on the road, headed to work, you're already there and probably being very productive.
Doing a round or just picking up trailers and moving them?
Local deliveries, 4, 5, 6 deliveries, kind of bulk stop deliveries in the morning first thing, and then we'll start making some pickups, either live loads or trailer swaps.
After that, I know you like the daytime better.
Hours better, but I don't necessarily like lifting packages like I have to. I know it's better for me, so I'm kind of used to it again. I started back end of September, started doing it again. So that first couple of weeks, I was like, man, I did not miss this.
Nice, at least you won't have to go to the gym when you get off.
You get used to what you're doing, you know, your body gets used to it, so then it just becomes a routine. But I don't really have time. I'm working the route, the time I start and the time I get done, my day is gone. You know, so I'm still working it about 10 and a half, 11 hours every day, maybe more, and then drive to and from work as well, plus the hour lunchtime that I'm supposed to take.
That you working out, you work out of Greenville? I'm a UPS guy in a couple of days. It's kind of unusual for us not to have a package, at least one every day.
Time of year, real volume really drops off, and a lot of plants close down over the New Year holiday, Christmas holiday, and so if you're getting stuff from other plants, if you're a commercial business, and a lot of times that really drops off the first few weeks of the year.
So Miss Beth got her any new projects, chickens or quail or anything?
Right now, grandbabies are keeping her busy, and I know I keep her busy, so. You know, somebody's got to cook for me and do my laundry. It wouldn't get done otherwise.
Yeah, we canned up a bunch of meat yesterday. And then just to make it easier for Susan, you know, when she has to work, and it just makes it so much easier.
I remember hearing you talk about that a while ago, maybe last year sometime, beginning of the year. How long does that last you?
30 pints. So each pint is a meal for us, and I don't know, that probably lasts at least a good couple or 3 months. You throw in a eating out once in a while, and something else once in a while.
Just one specific type of meat, or does anything have the opportunity to go in those cans or jars?
We did some beef. I think we did like 13 pounds of beef and like 10 pounds of pork. And we do chicken, we do turkey, do salmon when I catch it on sale.
Any of it spoil on you?
I haven't had any spoil on me yet. I had 3 jars out of the 30 that didn't seal, but that was probably more me than anything, so we'll reseal them tonight.
Everything first and then do it?
It's cooked in the jar, so it goes in the jar raw, so it's called raw pack.
Now, so it's just basically heat and serve when you're ready to use it?
You can eat it right out of the jar, you know, push come to shove, but yeah, you just heat and serve. It'll make its own juice, so she'll use that for gravy and make some rice and, some kind of vegetable, and you're eating in 20 minutes.
The meat really well too.
The thing about it is you can take a terrible tough cut of meat and put it in there because you're getting it over that 220 20, it breaks it down really good. I mean, you can take stew beef and it'll be fork tender when you get done.
Into that sometime. I'll get a little more time on my hands. And now, do you use a pressure cooker for that?
To get it at about at least over 11 PSI for if you're doing pints for an hour and 15 minutes. And that quarts is an hour and a half. But I usually run it up to about 15 PSI. And then it'll be good. Then you know you're safe. About the only ingredient you really need to put in is like a quarter teaspoon of cannon salt and to make sure that, you know, it kills all the bacteria and that. But you can put in any spices and that you wanted.
Add water to it before you put the meat in and add some water to it.
It'll be just to cut some meat in a dry jar, sprinkle in your seasonings and everything, and it'll make almost a jar full of juice by the time it gets cooked. Give me just a second, I'm in a bad spot.
Or is that okay?
PFW, I'm back.
Yeah, that sounds fascinating. I mean, I know it's been done. I just never checked into it. I've heard you talk about it before or mention that you guys do it. I may have to look that up somewhere.
You know, it's kind of twofold, though. First, it's, you know, you're putting it up, you know, saving it for, you know, a day when you need it. But also, if the freezer goes out, you know, you lose it, but this way you won't lose it. And then it got to where we were just doing it because it just made it so much more convenient for Susan and us, you know, in the evening, because, you know, 20 minutes, like I said, you're eating.
So convenient, and just take a, I don't know, what it take about a day to do something like that, to get about 30 jars? How many will go in the pressure cooker?
Pint mouth pints, you can get, I believe it's 16. You may can get 18 of the regular mouth ones, but the wide mouth, I think you can get 16 of them in there. So that was all of the beef. You know what I mean? So it's about, I don't know, 15 minutes to get the jars ready. Then you got to get up to temp, hour and 15 minutes, 30 minutes to cool down, and then you're pretty much done after that.
Spent all day on it, you could really put a lot away. Now, do you pack it tight with the meat, or like cut them up and cram them in there, or do you leave any space?
It's tight, so the heat transfers and that. So we cut them in like 1-inch cubes, and then you know, pack it. It's going to cook down. So I mean, the jars when you get done look like you didn't pack them tight, but and I left these a little bit short just because it's usually we have more left over than I wanted to have, and so this way it should make it to where it's just exactly a meal.
Is that LK? And then you just store them in a pantry or a closet shelf. Is that correct?
You put a date on it and what it is, and then Susan cycles the oldest out first.
See, how long will these last?
If everything's good and they were in a you know, store properly, you'd probably get 10 years or better out of them.
Thanks for answering my questions. I've heard you talk about it, just haven't bugged you for some answers like that. But anyway, that's pretty cool. I mean, my mother used to can some stuff a little bit years ago, and I put up some tomatoes. I know it's done. It just obviously, you get it at the store, but I'd never really thought about canning meat myself, but sounds like it's well worth it.
Some kind of diet restriction and that, at least you know what you're putting into it. You know, we've even done, you know, cook a big turkey for Thanksgiving, just me and Susan, and then can all the leftovers. Of course, that's, you know, cooking it twice, but man, we've had it 8 months later, and it was like the day you cooked it.
Cook it when you can something that's already been cooked.
Been cooked, like I took the turkey broth and put the turkey broth in there with it, filled it up to the level so that it had some liquid to, you know, keep it cooked in. So, but if it was raw, I wouldn't put any liquid in it. I even took in canned leftover turkey broth, so we used it for stock for soups.
Now, you may not know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Yeah, I'm sure you've heard of those Instapot. They're kind of like pressure. They can be used as pressure cookers as well, but I know they're smaller. Do you know if something like that could be used? Do a couple jars or four or five jars at a time?
You may be able to, but I don't know how you would tell what the pressure is. You know what I mean? If you could tell that it was under that pressure, the right amount of pressure for the extended amount of time, I think you would probably get by with it. Because it's more about the pressure, that way the steam gets up to the right temperature.
I think there is a pressure gauge on those Instapots. I know my mother years ago had a pressure cooker. I may just have to invest in one. Well, Ken, I'm pulling into the store parking lot. I got to pick up a couple things for Beth, but enjoyed it. I'm glad I got to hear you tonight. I haven't talked to you in a while. You and Susan have a good evening, and we will talk to you later. KN4TFW. I'm struggling with that call today. KN4TFW, N4ZLK. We'll talk to you later.
Hi, 73 Shane. You and Miss Beth have an awesome evening and stay safe out there, and we'll catch you later down the road. KN4TFW.
R4AAE, mobile monitoring.
For TFW, good evening.
For JFW, this is KR4AAE. How you doing out there today?
Yeah, doing pretty well. About 5 minutes from the house, headed home after work, and it's Tango Foxtrot Whiskey.
Tango Foxtrot Whiskey. That's an interesting lettering combination. I'll probably have trouble with that one, too.
A while to get used to it, but that's the one they gave me, so that's the one I'm sticking with.
Affirmative. What's your QTH?
Over here in Greer at 101 and 29.
Like you're right down the road from me. I'm cruising down 14 towards 29 to get back to the house as well.
Right off of 101, kind of over by the, you know where the angles is on 101 or 290.
I'm very familiar with that area. What do you do for work?
Yeah, machine mechanic is all I've ever done, you know, at factories and stuff like that. But currently I'm in parts at chemical plant in Spartanburg.
Very secure and stable field.
COVID hit, I was 22 years into the plastics industry. And I thought that was my forever place till they furloughed me. So then I found something that could be my forever place.
That sounds like what's going on with where I'm working right now. So just going to take it one day at a time, make sure all my badges and logins work.
Yeah, I hear you. The name over here is Kent Kilo Echo November.
My name is Steven. Should be fairly easy to remember, I hope. Sierra Tango Echo Papa. H. I can't remember H. I'm drawing a blank. Echo November.
I know it. It's hard to spell out a word phonetically, isn't it?
Affirmative, and especially when I'm only on about 4 or 5 hours of sleep right now, so run home, take a nap, and finish up the rest of the day.
H is hotel. So what work do you do?
On that last part there.
Oh, sorry about that. I was asking what you did for work.
I'm in the network connectivity business. I make the ones and zeros go down the wire as fast as they can.
Immediately out of my field, for sure. I try to stay away from that as much as I can.
There are some days where I don't want to know what I know, but I do, which makes me valuable. But then again, I'm like, no. But I just kind of fell into it.
people like that and understand it. I never did like electronics and stuff like that too much. I like the mechanical stuff I can put my hand on.
I agree with you on that one. I like the electronics, I like the physical, tangible stuff. I'm even thinking about going back to school to get my electrician's license and go learn a trade.
Machine wiring and just basic house wiring and that, I can do that. I don't mind doing that. But anything above that, then I try to get out of it. 73 as bad as I hate to, but I enjoyed it, Stephen, and you have a wonderful evening. Look forward to catching you again down the lot. KN4TFW.
73 to you as well, Ken. KR4AAE, clear monitoring.